This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here, and you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username here in moments. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. So please do enjoy the various features that we have waiting for you there on the website. So, Daryl, let's get started tonight. We'll go over to California, where there's a lawsuit, kind of an interesting suit, where teachers are suing to stay out of a teacher's union. Yes. Normally when you hear about these government unions, they are real sweet deals for the government employees that are inside of the unions, right? Like, they guarantee them better wages and all kinds of benefits. And, like, when you told me about this, I couldn't understand why a government bureaucrat would not want to be in this union. But I'm sure there's a bad side to them, too, that we're not aware of, that, you know, we're not teachers, so we don't necessarily know.
So the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, heard the argument today. Okay. And there's a website, SCOTUS blog, that they do a really good job of putting things in plain English. And they actually have it listed on their site in plain English.
That's the feature. That's what it's called.
That's the feature.
That sounds great. I love that idea. And it's so hard to read through these court decisions. I mean, I've become okay at it simply through just the brutal process of actually forcing myself to read through some of the decisions. But even still, I find myself getting lost and having to read things over more than once. And, you know, I'm not a dummy, but sometimes I feel that way when I read this legal land stuff.
Well, it's intentionally obfuscated.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, that's because they want to enshrine the lawyer in business, if you will, right? Like, you know, this is literally a different language, even though it's written as though it looks like English. They take English words and they redefine them.
Well, and then after every so many sentences, they wind up putting in parentheticals a reference to
other cases,
a previous court case, and then there's footnotes and this, and it's intentionally difficult to understand. But I'm glad there are people that go through and put it in plain English. So they begin by writing, for nearly 40 years.
Is this a press release from the organization that's doing it, or is this?
This is SCOTUS blog.
Okay, right. So SCOTUS blog is reporting on a case, so they're not actually involved in the case. Got it. Okay.
Right.
SCOTUS blog is not SCOTUS.
Okay. No, I didn't think it was SCOTUS.
No, it's a news agency.
Right, okay.
They report, for nearly 40 years, it's been settled that although public employees who don't join a union cannot be required to pay the union's, or rather pay for the union's political activities, they can be charged an agency fee or a fair share fee to pay other costs that the union incurs, for example, for collective bargaining. After over an
hour.
That they
don't benefit from?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, in theory, I mean, they're probably getting the same wages and the same benefits that other teachers are getting.
But they don't get the union protection of you can't be fired, which is a general union protection of if you get fired, we will go to bat for you for the first four times.
Huh, okay.
If you're not part of the union, you don't get that protection, but you're still having to pay a fee.
Right. Which, to me, who would want that? I've never even considered
to get your job
when
back
I've lost a job trying to get it back by force. Because, you know, you can't make them think you're useful to them, even if you think you're useful
to
them.
Well, a truly lazy person would want that, right? Because in the case of these...
In the case where they were truly useless would they sue to get their job back, I guess.
Especially if they knew that they could continue on in that role and then not ever get fired. That would make them even less useful at that point.
I knew a guy that was a third shift boiler operator, and that basically meant that he sat in a room and made sure that nothing went into, like, a critical level. And, well, he got fired for sleeping on the job. And it wasn't just that he was asleep one time. It was he was caught sleeping numerous times over a long period of time.
Is this Homer Simpson?
No.
Okay.
No, Homer Simpson did not work third shift.
He didn't?
He was also not a boiler room operator. He worked in a nuclear reactor.
I'm pretty sure that nuclear reactors involve a lot of boiling of water, so it may well... could be arguably called a boiler room.
Okay, but
go on with your
story.
This
was an actual human being.
I don't mean to troll you here. I'm not here to. I'm not here to make your life difficult.
I thought it was a funny joke, Rich.
This guy got fired for repeatedly sleeping on the job, and the union went to bat for him. And then several months later, he got fired a second time for repeatedly sleeping on the job, and they went to bat for him again.
So they'll go to bat for you no matter what you do? I mean, if this dude raped somebody on the premises or murdered someone, would they go to bat for him in that case? I mean, geez.
Probably not.
So when you also look at the way this is implemented, Rich, one of the reasons why someone would want this job back that they've been fired from is that a lot of times the whole process of appeals takes months, if not more than a year or so, to actually complete. So in the end... they've been not working at all. They've been sitting at home doing nothing. And then usually if they get their job reinstated, it almost always comes with
back pay
for the time where they were just sitting there waiting for a decision to be made. So all of the reasons are in their, you know, on their side as far as why they would want to go through this process. It's completely the reverse incentives of what real life is, but that's what government does, right?
True.
They create reverse incentives to what the market would normally create.
So
they create bizarro worlds.
It's true.
It is. It really is.
The report here from SCOTUS blog continues. It says, after over an hour of oral arguments today, public employees unions are likely very nervous as the court's more conservative justices appeared ready to overrule the court's 1977 decision, Abood v. Detroit Board of Education, and strike down the fees. Now let's talk about Frederick v. California Teachers Association in plain English. The most telling sign that the lead plaintiff, Rebecca Fredericks, and her fellow teachers are likely to prevail may have actually come from the court's four more liberal justices who spent relatively little time on the main legal issue before the court. That is, whether requiring non-members to pay the fee that violates the First Amendment. Instead, many of their questions centered on whether, even if Fredericks has a strong legal argument, the court should still rule against her based on the legal doctrine known as stare decisis, which counsels that the court should not overturn its prior rulings unless there is a particularly compelling reason to do so.
This strikes me.
The argumentative axiom that if you're wrong, you should just argue louder.
Yeah.
Stay the course. It doesn't matter if you're right so long as you're perceived to be right.
Well, and it also brings out the question of what is this this whole court thing all about anyway, right? I mean, this is all opinion. It's always opinion. Law is opinion backed with a gun. I love that. It's Mark Stevens who I think deserves credit for that one. Law is nothing more than opinion backed with a gun. But the opinion changes over time. So you look at court decisions, they will reverse themselves. Not only are they reversing it from court level to court level, obviously the one court you can appeal to the higher level courts, that's the obvious one. But then when the Supreme Court just reverses itself on a decision that it had previously made, and obviously people should be free to come to other conclusions, but it really just shows how arbitrary this whole law thing really is. It's all really just up to the whims of these men and women in robes.
Right.
And this comes back to the Oregon situation also, where basically if you read, okay, I found out, and we discussed this last week when I was on, and the story wasn't entirely clear the way we had it. The way it played out was the ranchers were convicted of arson as terrorism, which carries a 5-year mandatory minimum. The judge said for what they did, which was basically burning a piece of land for agricultural purposes, putting them in prison for 5 years would be absurd.
That's insane.
So therefore, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sentence one of them to 3 months and one of them to 1 year. Okay? Because he said it was unconstitutional under the Cruel and Unusual Punishment Amendment, which I think is 8, to impose the mandatory minimum. The appeals court, if you read their decision, basically said, we've done worse, and listed all of these horrible, unjust sentences that have occurred in history, and said, basically, if we can screw these people that badly, we can do this guy a little worse.
Free Talk Live.
I walk my dog every day, and I've got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix. We meet the same people every day. Somebody, he's so soft, and he's so silky. And these dogs that have a brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell him about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Sundance's coat was shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
We get asked all the time at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
It didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have you ever been involved in a public sector union? And what was that like? Did you want to not be involved in that union, but were forced to by the various union rules or state laws? Right now there's a lawsuit in California that is going to the National Supreme Court, right?
The hearing was today.
The National Supreme Court, essentially, there's certain people who do not want to join the teachers' union in California, and yet the teachers' union is forcing them to, what was it, pay for certain things that
I believe that's California state law that forces them to be part of the union. Since they don't want to pay union dues, they pay what are called agency fees or a fair share fee.
And apparently it's just taken right out of their paychecks.
Yes.
They're suing because, hey, if we're not joining your union, we shouldn't have to pay your damn dues.
Right.
We'll continue the discussion here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Don't forget, we also have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to contact us that way if you like. It's Ian, Rich, Paul, and Daryl in the studio. And there's a movement in healthcare today full of people ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. Folks like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. It's a healthcare sharing organization full of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. And unlike unions, they won't force you to join. Or unlike Obamacare, they won't force you to join. This is basically an alternative to Obamacare. You can choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good at joinlhs.com. That's like Liberty HealthShare, LHS. Joinlhs.com or call them at 800-722-8041. 800-722-8041. Joinlhs.com.
So the story here from SCOTUS blog says that the four more liberal justices are relying on what's called stare decisis, which says that the court should not overturn a prior court ruling unless there is a particularly compelling reason to do so. This, they write, suggests that the four more liberal justices realized that the battle on the merits of the case was not one that they could win, and so they shifted gears trying to salvage a victory by convincing at least one of their colleagues that it would, as a matter of principle, be a bad idea to overrule the decision of Abood from 1977.
Of Abu? Is that the guy from the 7-Eleven on
another Simpsons joke?
Was that Abu versus Simpson? Is this the case they're quoting?
You're thinking of Abu.
Wasn't Abu the monkey
in
Aladdin?
See, I told you he's a wonk.
Abood was... Abu, though, was the monkey in Aladdin, though, I think.
Oh, there's
right,
the monkey. Who
this was Abood with a D.
Yes.
Versus the Detroit Board of Education. It was a Supreme Court case of 1977.
That's not as much fun as a monkey.
No.
Yeah,
and there
I don't
probably
understand this whole more fun than a barrel of monkeys thing. One
that
monkey
like a,
will rip your arm off and beat you to death with it. And, you know, a whole barrel of them are probably going to be grumpy when
they
get out.
Yeah, I bet they would be. Justice Elena, I feel like I'm the adult in the room tonight.
I thought you were designated straight man. Am I supposed to be straight man tonight?
Justice Elena Kagan led the charge, telling Michael Carvin, who argued on behalf of Fredericks, that public employee unions have entered tens of thousands of contracts governing millions of employees, maybe as high as 10 million employees, and that would be disrupted if the court were to overturn Abood. She then asked Carvin, "What special justification are you offering here to do so?" When Carvin answered that the right of the citizen not to be subjected to unconstitutional treatment outweighs any reliance on predictability interest of stare decisis, Kagan shot back, clearly unconvinced, "Your answer is essentially you don't need a special justification if the first decision denied a constitutional right."
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg chimed in, asking whether employees who don't join a union would ask for their fees back if Fredericks wins, and suggested to Carvin that if the court overturns the 1977 case, other cases that rely on it would also fall with far-reaching effects.
I would love to see the case get overturned and then these unions have to pay back all the fees to however many people. I don't know how many we're talking about that are involved in this, or how many people could collect.
Tens of millions of
employees!
They would
just fall into dust like a staked vampire. There would be... They would dissolve into bankruptcy. The unions.
No, they wouldn't.
Oh, they would.
If they had to give back dues.
You're talking about refunding a huge percentage of their revenue over decades and decades and decades. I would imagine that most of them would be rendered bankrupt.
I missed the details on the percentage of the revenue. What percentage of teachers in California don't want to be in this union but are forced to be?
This would apply not just to teachers, it would wind up applying to every public sector employee that doesn't want to be in a union.
But what percentage
and even
is that?
Private?
I don't know, and they don't report on that.
Right, right.
That's not a fact of
millions,
the case.
Okay. The tens of millions number the tens of millions number is what? The whole country and all the people
that
are in unions?
That would be all of them.
That would be all of the people in public sector unions.
Not necessarily all of the people who don't want to be in the union. So my question is, if there's, let's say in California, let's say, I don't know, there's 100,000 teachers in this union, what, you know, is it 1,000 of them that don't want to be in there, or is it 50,000 of them?
Well, here's another way to look at it, because that's going to be marginal. If you can get $10,000 in back fees refunded, did you never want to be in the union? You wanted to be in union. If you can get $20,000 in back fees refunded, did you never want to be in the union? There exists for each of these people probably a number which they know they never wanted to be in the union.
Yeah. Right, and you know, my understanding of public employee unions in California is that California is a closed shop state, meaning if there's a union, you must join.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't opt out of it. So there are probably people that would rather not be part of the union, but they know as part of my job I must join, so I'm not going to argue about
it. And the union doesn't know how many of those people there are, so they
only know that there's at least 10 people that are filing suit.
Yeah. And I was in this position when I worked for Kroger's as a bag boy in the 80s. Had to join the grocery union. I think I made 25 cents over minimum wage. It was far from the highest, wages that I had ever earned. And I was getting like $20 a week taken out of my check I remember that if you subtracted my minimum, my union dues, I actually made less than minimum wage. But the thing is.
And they were acting like they were helping you.
Well, yeah, but it's not the new guys in the union who make the decision. It's the guys with seniority. So their attitude was, you just pay your dues to the union for a while. You're just paying your dues. It's injustice.
It'll get good,
it's
kid.
Like hazing where, you know, they go into a fraternity and they beat you up for a while to make sure that you're stupid enough to let them beat you up.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450 for your experience with unions, certainly would be welcome, or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney. Responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
Rich Paul is here courtesy of the Church of the Invisible Hand. Rich, what is it?
The Church of the Invisible Hand is a religion based on rationalism, thinking for yourself, following your own conscience. We believe that, you know, the final arbiter of right and wrong for you should be the conscience you were born with, provided that you don't interfere with the rights of another.
With the other's conscience, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Everybody has equal right to follow their own conscience, and so the only thing that you must not do is violate those equal rights of others. And that's very close to what Thomas Jefferson said in the Declaration of Independence. There's a lot of sources for it in Wicca. And it harm none, do as thou wilt, shall be the whole of the law.
And you can go to learn more about it over at invisiblehand.church.
Yes, you can.
Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Zach in Chicago. We're talking about public unions. And I know, Daryl, you had a union story that we can get to here in a moment. But maybe you want to share stuff with us. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on public education. And,
yes, sir.
I mean, obviously, everyone, at least in the studio there, understands that public education is pretty terrible.
Yes.
but I do have a younger sister that is actually a sophomore in high school. And it's really funny because she'll, you know, she'll talk to me and she'll say, she actually has a social studies teacher who is openly communist. So.
Okay.
It's pretty crazy. And that's, you know, at that age with a bunch of children who can't think critically or who won't think critically, a communist social studies teacher can do a lot of damage.
Well, I mean, that's why a lot of people who are in college are really into socialism, because they've been around that the entire time in the government schools. And by the way, I prefer government school rather than public school, simply because public school has sort of this connotation of, well, we have to have public schools. People need to be educated. But when you say government school, I think it really brings it down to a more understandable, these things suck kind of level.
And not all public schools are funded through theft and coercion. Someone, in theory, could open a school privately funded and say anybody that lives within 100 miles of here can send their child here and doesn't have to pay a dime. It's open to the public.
Just like most businesses are open to the public, but they're not considered public institutions
right, in
the same way. So sorry to interrupt your train of thought there, Zach.
Problem. All right, so... what I wanted to say is that I feel like this is kind of an indicator of, you know, how bad things are getting to where that, at least when I was in school, government school, and then, you know, I dropped out and did all that homeschooling stuff, and it was an interesting experience. But when I was in government school, I definitely saw a pattern as to social studies teachers, civics teachers, or even, like, you know, any teacher or employee at a government school was not supposed to talk about their, you know, political philosophies, really, and not because, you know, they're there to teach. They're not there to persuade people to think a certain way. And, you know, she'll talk to me about this stuff because she knows that I'm like a, you know, hardline anarcho-capitalist who absolutely hates communism and the idea of it. And she'll tell me, she's like, here's my, you know, communist teacher story of the day. And it's all like, it's crazy how she is just railing against free markets and telling these kids, like, you know, the follies of the free market and how that, you know, if you're not a communist, you don't care about people. And it's just crazy. And it really does. And then she actually went to talk to the department head and was like, look, this teacher is like straight up telling people that they should think like a communist, and, you know, nothing happens. And it's just, of course, not.
You can't get teachers fired. I remember when I was in school and there were, you know, some bad teachers or whatever, that like the known bad teachers, and you could never do anything about it.
You can only get them fired before they have tenure,
which is, you know, pretty hard to do.
Yeah. And in a free market, teachers like that would not be a problem. I mean, there would probably be schools in a free market that taught weird religious doctrines like socialism and Christianity. But you wouldn't have to send your kids to that school. People who thought that way might send their kids to that school,
sure.
But that also has a benefit, which is their kids don't mess up your kids.
Yep. and then, you know, the liberals can have their own schools, and the conservatives can have their own schools, and the Christians can have their own schools, or whatever the breakdown would be in the marketplace. We don't know what it would look like, but one thing's for sure, whether or not you have kids, you wouldn't be forced to pay for the schools with which you disagree.
And exactly.
So I don't disagree. So frequently, libertarians are accused of being anti-education, but I'm not anti-education. I'm just anti the government's education. I want to have, you know, the freedom to be able to fund the educational models that I think are the most valuable, not what some government bureaucrats think are the most important. Zach, I'm curious about your sister, though. Is she, how's she on the ideas of liberty? Does she speak up in class, or is she just sort of relaying stories to you?
Oh yeah, she says that the entire class hates her, and that the teacher hates her, and that all she does is, you know, they'll have like little activities that are obviously, you know, kind of put in place to put little kernels of communism in kids' brains, and she'll always like speak out and be like, that's not true. But you know, she's a sophomore in high school. She doesn't have like the knowledge base and the, you know, the literary base to be like, well, I can prove that this is wrong and here's an example. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just encouraging her. Like,
wants to have some fun with that teacher, I would be delighted to suggest some economics books and some things that she could learn, both to expand her knowledge and also to make that teacher look really funny whenever she gets a chance.
I think Rich has got some good suggestions there. Certainly never hurts to bone up on your knowledge on the issues, but really when it all breaks down, to me it's a moral argument. And you can always make this argument regardless of what you know about statistics and facts and who's and what's and where's. The idea of government, and in this case communism or whatever the organization we're talking about, forcing itself upon people, forcing their system, not allowing someone to opt out. And it's really the moral question of should I be free to say no and control my own destiny and make my own decisions with my own life and my own money. And under those systems, like, you know, socialism and communism and fascism and the, you know, this corporatism that we have today or whatever you want to call what we have today, then you don't have that freedom to make that choice. So you don't have to know about, you know, what studies show or this and that, because the thing is when you get bogged down in, well, this study shows this, or, you know, this economics expert says this, then there's always somebody on the other side who can, you know, trot out other studies that have found the opposite or whatever.
I heard something on the radio a couple days ago, and it's something that I heard many years ago. There's lies, there's damn lies, and then there's statistics.
Mm. Yeah.
That's definitely true. I do like to be able to argue the consequentialist side of economics, though, because, you know, there are a lot of people that you can convince them that maybe this ideal is really a great idea in theory, but if they think that if put into practice, it would lead to an intolerably bad state of the world, then they're going to say, well, that's all very nice in theory, but I would, even if you convince me that that's moral, I'm not going to consent to having a bad life or to having this percentage of people have a bad life so that we can do what you think is moral.
So keep on stealing.
People will find various rationalizations.
Oh, yeah, they will.
If somebody feels they have to do something to survive, they will find a rationalization for that act. I think it was Upton Sinclair who said, it is amazing how easily someone can avoid understanding a thing when his paycheck depends on not understanding that thing.
Well, I mean, look, this is one of the reasons why we get so much, I think, pushback here in New Hampshire, the freedom movement here. For our listeners that are new to the show, we moved here as part of the Free State Project, the three of us and over 1,800 other people or something like that. There's another 18,000 plus that are pledged to come along here. We literally are the single greatest threat to the state in New Hampshire, which is what one of the state representatives said about the Free State Project a couple of years ago. And so, no duh, what do you think? That's why we've got people lashing out at us. We've got taxi cabs having their cars or taxi drivers breaking out the brake lights on one of the Uber drivers' cars out on the seacoast. We've had eggings of houses. I mean, these people aren't going to be happy to see the state go away. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you're invited to join us right here, toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian. Oh, sorry, Rich. Let's try that again. I failed.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl. All right, so we're talking about unions. Government unions, and apparently in California, they are forcing private school teachers to join the government teachers union. They're using the threat of violence from the state to force people to join this thing. And so some of the private school teachers and the government school teachers, some of them just don't want to be involved in this union. They'd prefer to go to work and not deal with having to pay out these union dues and, you know, whatever it is, the other issues they might have with the unions and their representation.
Yeah, usually it's the biggest issue is unions tend to have a very solid democratic political slant to them. And if you're a Republican, you don't want to be donating money and having it donated in your name to a cause you don't support.
Even if it's not political, Rich, you said that when you were in high school age, I guess, age range, you worked at a grocery store and they forced you to join the store union or the union of workers there. And you did the calculations and you found out the money that was going to the union fees was greater than the amount that you would have that you were supposedly benefiting from being in that union in the first place by an extra, you know, raise in the pay. So it wasn't even worth it.
Right. And you might get some support from the union in getting promotions or something. But, of course, you're competing with other people
unions.
In the union.
Yeah.
So basically what it's going to be is the people in control of the union are going to control who advances in the organization.
So it's
and that's going to be based on politics, not on productivity, because the union doesn't benefit from productivity.
Right.
The employer benefits from productivity.
Right, and the thing with unions, they always say that, you know, unions are needed because it's labor versus management. But what unions really become is labor versus labor. Not just for the reasons that Rich pointed out, but also because you've got these unions that will basically artificially inflate the salaries of what people are getting paid for their labor, which then disincentivizes them from looking for work elsewhere at some place with better working conditions because, well, if I leave here, then I'm going to take a pay cut of however many dollars an hour.
Right.
I've already been here for 5 years, and I get a dollar an hour raise every year regardless. And if I
stick
leave,
it out, work a job you hate.
Yeah. So it disincentivizes, and then when people wind up going on strike, what happens? You have labor union people that will stand outside and prevent people or attempt to prevent people from coming in to do work for management. So it's labor versus labor, not labor versus management.
Well, specifically, it's labor versus the unemployed, because in order to raise the price of labor in a given market beyond the natural market price, you have to short-circuit supply and demand. Well, how do they short-circuit supply and demand? If somebody who isn't a union member tries to work in their field, they either beat them up or they get the police to beat them up in some way or another.
Or intimidate them.
And labor, some of the things that you don't know are labor unions. The AMA is a labor union. And when they beat...
American Medical Association.
Yes, the American Medical Association. And the way they beat you up for practicing medicine without a license is they get the state to charge you with practicing medicine without a license. That's what forces you to pay homage to the AMA.
And that's and it really comes back right down to the protectionism that we've talked about quite a bit here on Free Talk Live, where these government regulatory agencies act like they're doing you a favor as the consumer, or in this case, you know, you a favor as the worker, but ultimately they're just protecting the people in the executive roles of these unions, and they're protecting the people in the, you know, the big businesses by preventing competition.
Yeah. So let's get back into the report here from SCOTUS blog on the Supreme Court hearing from earlier today. They say, in at least a bit of a flicker of hope for the unions, Justice Anthony Kennedy also seemed to express some concern, telling Carvin, that's the lawyer for the plaintiffs in this case,
the ones who were trying to be able to opt out of these
rights, telling Carvin that, if we were to assume that stare decisis is an important consideration for the court, what happens to the many contracts, perhaps thousands of contracts, meaning those contracts that would wind up basically being invalidated because people would be allowed to opt out?
And the Latin term stare decisis was the idea that courts generally should not overturn themselves.
Unless there is compelling interest to do so. Carvin stood his ground, telling Kennedy that the extent to which unions and governments may have relied on the court's previous decision is irrelevant
to what's right and wrong.
Sure. Yes. Justice Stephen Breyer made an even broader appeal, focused on the effect that reversing course on the union fees would have, or rather, the effect that reversing course would have on the public's view of the court, that they may have been directed not only at Kennedy, but also at Chief Justice John Roberts, who cares very much about the court's legitimacy, noting that the court's ruling in 1977 has worked reasonably well. Breyer asked Carvin to explain, from the point of view of this court's role in society, when you start overruling things, what happens to the country thinking of us as... thinking of us
as arbitrary,
as a kind of stability in the world that is tough because it changes a lot.
Right. This is, so he's saying this is not as much about this case as what people think about the court.
Yes.
Yeah, let's not make ourselves look bad by admitting that we made a mistake. Let's just maintain the mistake and hope that nobody notices. This is the kind of thinking that leads the country today.
Breyer emphasized it's a matter of considerable concern, and then acknowledged that some decisions should be overturned. For example, the court's 1896 decision, Plessy v. Ferguson, which upheld laws mandating racial segregation under the separate but equal doctrine.
That decision, Breyer reasoned, certainly should have been overturned because it was a right to treat people equally. But Breyer told Carvin, I can't find a basic principle here that's erroneous. Questions from the court's more conservative justices confirmed that the more liberal judges had good reason to be concerned that Fredericks had the advantage on the merits, as the more conservative justices displayed skepticism about virtually all of the major arguments proffered in support of the union fees. Arguing on behalf of the state of California, which supports the unions, California Solicitor General Edward Dumont emphasized the long history of labor unrest in California in the 1960s, which prompted the state to adopt the current system of unions and fees. California has a critical interest in managing government workplaces, Dumont told the justices.
The critical interest argument.
And it needs to be able to deal with a single union that employees also perceive as adequately representing their interest. The fees at issue in the case serve an important interest in ensuring that such a representative
exists. The thing that's killing me here is that the union people say, oh, well, we need this union to protect us against our employer. Well, who is your employer?
The government.
State. And who is fighting for your continued existence?
The state.
So how is it that they are fighting for your right to protect your people from them? It seems like there's a really unnecessary middleman going on
right,
here. That's madness.
From the whole standpoint of the concept of unions, to where somebody's representing the workers and someone's representing the shareholders of the company, that would be management. Well, in the case of public sector employees, who's representing the interest of the taxpayer? Because when you go to these labor disputes to where the union says, we want more money, the government can't really say, well, here's our profit margin. This is how much money we bring in. The union just raised taxes.
Yeah.
So there's no one arguing in these disputes on behalf of the taxpayer.
Mm.
The write-up here continues. It says, Justice Antonin Scalia voiced sympathy for the state's need to run its workplace smoothly, but he was nonetheless dubious about both the need to charge non-members a fee and the consequences if the court were to strike down the fees. Scalia asked Dumont to explain why public employee unions would not survive when unions representing federal employees don't charge non-members similar fees, nonetheless prosper. Michael Carvin returned.
So there you go. That bolsters my argument that it would be likely a minority of the members of the union who would want to opt out, meaning the unions would likely not fold even if they did have to pay back.
Depending on how much back fees they wind up having to pay,
the federal people didn't have the option of taking a lump sum payment to not be part of the union retroactive.
And that would change incentives. That would change how people behave. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you've got comments on, but not just public sector unions, but just unions across the board, maybe you want to share your experience here, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. We've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And this is Free Talk Live, hour number 2, coming up. Join us.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.